Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, good morning, Sandra. My name is Donald Creek.
Yes, sir. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I got a couple of things here. First, there was an order that I made in 2021 that somehow got messed up where it was not sent to the shipping department. And I received a letter from Eagle Moss back on November 4th, 2021. And is there a way you pull my account up, or is there
Yes, sir. You have that customer number for that order?
Yes, the customer number for that order was it may not show up in your system, but I'll give it to you anyway because there was a problem with it, okay? It was 90004575.
Okay, that's 9 followed by 4 zeros, 45755.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold, see if I can locate that account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. That account number didn't pull up. Can I have your last name and zip code?
Yes, last name is Creek, C-R-E-E-K, zip code 20607.
Okay, and that's C-R-E-E-K?
Yes.
Zip code 20607?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on another brief hold.
All right.
System still trying to locate an account for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Can I read you this letter that I received from the collection department?
Wait until it pulls up your account for me, sir, and then I'll be able to assist you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. Now, what date did you purchase that item?
It was on July 20th of 2021. Now, the letter that I received from the collection department, because I said, yeah, I've been dealing with this for quite a few months, okay? Now, I got a letter from Eagle Moss. I'm going to read the letter to you, okay?
No, sir. I still haven't located your account yet. It pulled up so many accounts for you. That's why I was asking when did you receive the letter or when did you make that purchase so I know which account to click on.
Okay, it was July 20th of 2021. But like I said, yeah, it may not pop up in your system right away because there was a problem.
No, sir. I see all your orders. We just have to figure out which one in particular because, you know, it shows where you place orders and it does show a series of refunds here. But now the refunds started happening in November. So you received that letter in December,
November.
You stated? In
November?
November
4th. November 4th.
Okay, now, let me pull up one of those orders and see if it has some information for us.
All right.
Okay, hold on just one second. System still loading that order for me, sir.
Okay, can I just read this letter to you right quick? When you pull up, you have some kind of contents of what we're talking about here.
It just pulled up for me, sir. Verify your address for me.
18409 Charity Lane, and that's Accrakeek, Maryland 20607.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Now, the first order that it pulled up was an Eagle Moss eShop order. Shows it was placed November the 24th.
Yeah,
and I'm pulling up the notes on it because it did have where it processed a refund. It had a minus sign by it, so I want to make look at it and see. I have to read the notes on it. And you don't have that order number for the particular order, sir?
Yes, I had that's the order number that I gave you for that.
And that didn't pull up. You don't have another number?
Nope, that's the number that's the number that I had when I originally made the order.
And that one won't pull up in the system. So I'm just going to have to click on all these orders from November. But go ahead and read that letter, sir, while we're waiting on the orders to load up.
Okay, this is a letter I received from your department, your collection department. It said, we received the request to the follow-up on your July 20th order. It appears that the order failed transfer to our shipping system, but as payment was collected via PayPal, we are sending a manual shipping. If you have any problems with your delivery, the agent may advise that the order is not in the shipping system, which you probably ask why you don't see it. Because it's still saying the same thing. He says it's not going to be in the shipping system. When you call, please specify that this shipment was sent as a special shipment so the follow-up can call request by phone agent. That's what I'm saying. You won't see it because this whole thing had a whole problem with the system.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not understanding that letter because if it's stating to you that we're not going to be able to see the order, how do they expect me to assist you?
Right. That's what they're saying.
I'm just confused right now. If they stated in their letter, you know, that it won't, the order's not going to pop up in the system, but advise you to call us, how could we assist you? Sir, what I'm going to do, let me place you on a brief hold. We're going to get your call notated. I'm getting you transferred over to a supervisor. They're going to be able, going to have to assist you with this one. I have to inform them that your letter states it's not going to pull up in the system, so I'm not sure why they told you to call us, but maybe the supervisor can have or dig deeper in the order and find more information than I can find.
Okay.
So let me notate your call for you. Hold on a couple of moments for me.
Thank you.
I'm still notating your call for you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I'm almost done, sir. Thank you for calling for me. There's a lot to type out for them. I want to make sure they understand before they get on the phone with you.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I have that call notated for you. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor, and I put as much as I could in the space that they allow me to type the message. I informed them that you received that letter from collections. They informed you that the order number would not be in the system, but they informed you to call us for assistance.
Right.
And just read that letter to my supervisor and see if she will be able to assist you, because I can't assist you if I can't find an order.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you so much for your patience, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line.